Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Friday with Victor Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Spotify announced plans to roll out voice-enabled advertisements as the company continues to embrace the growing trend of virtual assistants and voice-based technology, which it sees as the critical areas of growth. For now, the ads will run on the free version of Android and iOS devices, where users will be prompted to say "Play now" to trigger the advertised content. More than 60% of smart devices owners say connected devices are creepy, according to a survey conducted by Ipsos Mori. Additionally, more than half of those owners distrust how technology companies handle their data and privacy when it comes to connected devices. However, given their concerns, more than 80% of those customers say they take device security seriously when considering their options. Facebook is paying for 5,000 AI students to figure out how to make the future private. Facebook teamed up with Udacity to pay 5,000 scholarships for students of the Udacity course named Secure and Private AI, which focuses on training AI models to securely use distributed private data and encrypted computation techniques. Toyota AI Ventures launched a 100 million fund focusing on early-stage robotics companies and autonomous startups. Since its inception, Toyota AI Ventures has invested in 19 companies researching AI, data, cloud technologies, robotics, and next-generation mobility technologies. One of these companies is Nauto, a transportation company that trains autonomous vehicles for all types of road scenarios. With the second fund, Toyota AI Ventures wants to focus AI into safer, convenient, and interactive vehicles for the general public. Hackers use password spraying to steal documents from Citrix's internal network. They had access for several months before being notified by the FBI about the breach in March. The company notified the California Attorney General of the breach earlier this week. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.